So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Dr. Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Today's Thursday, so happy Thursday. It's almost the weekend, which is great. Hopefully you guys are doing something fun this weekend. And I'm getting after a question that was emailed to me. So first of all, Sean John, two first names. I like that, like Ricky Bobby. Sean sent me an email and this is what it said. It says, "Hey Danny, my name's Sean. I'm a first year DPT student. Just want to say I'm a big fan of your content and it definitely makes me think about our field in ways I really never have. After listening to some of your podcasts, it kind of occurred to me that I feel lost and not knowing exactly where I see myself as a PT. Given I'm only in my first year, I haven't even had a clinical rotation yet. It's understandable. But after hearing your podcast with David Cho, a third year student physical therapist, it made me realize that I haven't thought about or have an idea of what kind of PT I want to be, and it made me a little unsure of what I'm doing. So my question is, what advice would you have for a first-year PT student that's still figuring everything out? My thought is to hit the books hard, like I have been, but I'm not sure how much that will help me as a future PT. I know you're a busy guy and receive tons of emails, but listening to your podcast really inspires me. Just really wanted to reach out. Wishing you the best, Sean." So Sean, first of all, thanks so much for the email. If any of you have questions, you can always email me at danny@athletespotential.com. It is something that I do try and either directly answer every email that I get on, from anybody reaching out, or if it's a question I think is more broad like this, then maybe I'll do a podcast to answer it. So hopefully if somebody else has a similar question, we can answer that and help more people than one with that one direct response. So I really do appreciate the email. So from what I gather, you're a first year student, and it sounds like you're really not sure where you want to go from here, and that's 100% normal, right? Like I can tell you, whenever I was a first year PT student, I was worried about passing my anatomy practical. I wasn't necessarily worried about what type of entrepreneurial venture I wanted to do whenever I got out or what I wanted to specialize in. I mean, I think everybody sort of has their natural tendencies for what they're drawn to. And really, it just, in my opinion, it has to be what you're interested the most in learning about, because you can't just try and do the thing you think is going to make you the most amount of money, right? So I'll give you a good example. If you do EMGs as a PT, if you're doing nerve conduction studies and actually like testing muscles, and that's actually a very highly reimbursed section of PT. There was a guy that I knew in Texas that just did those for a local practice. And I mean, he absolutely killed it, made a bunch of money doing it. And it was something that actually had an instructor that was an ECS certified, a specialist at the schoolhouse in Baylor, and his goal was he was going to transition out and he was going to do that as well. And it was, work part-time, but make like a full-time salary doing it. And so when he told me that, I was like, man, this sounds awesome. I should learn about this and see what the deal is with it. And I had no interest in it whatsoever. I didn't find it fascinating. I didn't think it was something I wanted to do, was diagnose carpal tunnel 20 times a day with these studies. But yet you could make good money doing it. So what it comes down to is, what do you feel like that you could become fascinated with, and where it doesn't feel like a chore to learn more about that subject? And if that matches up with something like testing that guy was doing, then man, that's a home run, right? But I wouldn't worry too much about that right now. So your first year in school, and you've got a lot to learn. You got a lot to try to absorb. The other thing that I would tell you that I think young PTs in school, first year PTs in school, would benefit from doing is worrying less about what they're making on their tests, and worry or spend more time trying to be around people that are doing things in the profession that are similar to where they feel like they would want to go, right? So trying to find people that are good mentors. And it doesn't have to be somebody that necessarily is, one-on-one with you and guiding you through a process. That's actually really rare to find and difficult to find because, a lot of those people are really busy. For me, Kelly Charette was a very early mentor for me. Whether he knew it or not, I watched every freaking video that Mobility Wad put out because I was just so fascinated with the idea of being able to leverage our skill set as a PT and get better results and better compliance with people when they weren't around me. And that was really the message of, everybody deserves the right to understand how to perform basic human maintenance on themselves. That's what resonated with me with Mobility Wad. And I think it's something that is what resonated with many people outside of the PT field with what Kelly had to say. Fast forward a couple years later, and I ended up getting a chance to, get involved with the group, on some level when I was still in the military, and then eventually as an instructor for them. But it wasn't, I didn't necessarily go straight to the source, and I couldn't, but I could learn a lot remotely. So what you're doing already, listen to podcasts, and I don't even think podcasts were around when I was in school. I graduated in 2010, but I didn't know what a podcast was. If they were out, they were fairly new, I would assume. But now there's just so much content out there that you can learn from. So number one, I think you have to really define what you feel like you're most interested in and see where that matches up. And the other thing too is, it doesn't always have to be patient care. It doesn't always have to be the things that you're learning in school, right? I know a lot of PTs that are entrepreneurial and they've used their skill set as a PT to see a problem maybe in our field and create a solution for it. So a friend of mine, Eve Gigi, with his platform that he's developing, which is PT on demand. So he saw an issue with lacking of telehealth and being able to schedule simple, kind of easy solutions for cash practices. And so that's something that he's working on right now. And that doesn't necessarily involve his skill set that he learned in school. He's just solving a problem. There's plenty of PTs that end up going outside of it and they end up doing more of the strength and conditioning realm. Or maybe they get into yoga and Pilates and then they end up driving that way and developing businesses around that. I think that the skill set, is good and you need to learn it. And you need to obviously pass your boards. But from there, you have this really cool baseline of information and credibility associated with the fact that you've now achieved a degree level that is, where we are as PTs, that really lends yourself to a lot of advantages over other types of, especially health and wellness, fitness trainers or coaches. And you have at least the perceived, experience and knowledge based on the fact that you have a degree. So I would tell you, take a step back, get involved with things that you think are interesting and, see where your skill set could fit into that. If you're interested in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, all right, spend some time around that. See where what you're learning as a PT could benefit that. If you're interested in baseball, how can what you do benefit that? If you're interested in, dance, then how does it benefit ballet? Where could some, structure, strength, conditioning benefit that? You know what? Maybe you're interested in working with pediatrics and you don't even know yet because you haven't gone into clinical rotation. I worked with people when I was in school that became fascinated with neuroscience after their neurology rounds. I did not, that wasn't, I thought it was interesting, but I didn't see myself, wanting to do that every single day. So I think you're doing the right things. You can't really do anything wrong. You asking a question like this and already listening to content, you're light years ahead of probably many of your peers, which is cool to see that. And our field is changing. And it's exciting to be a part of that. I was having a conversation yesterday, and this podcast will come out before this one does. So Josh Jeffrey, who I talked to, is a PT student in school right now at University of South Carolina. He has a business that he started before he went back to school that's digital programming, and it's just so cool to hear these stories of PTs that are in school still and are already doing things that are advancing the field, that are being creative and finding ways to you know, still have an income stream while they're going back through school to offset or pay for, the loans associated with that. So, I mean, I think you have so many options and so many different areas, but what it really comes down to, and I recommend a book for you, it's called The One Thing. The guy that started Keller Williams, the realty firm. And, you know, it's really about trying to define that one thing that you really need to focus on, that one thing that you really want to be, you know, that I always talk about trying to become the best in the world at something. And I think that, you know, that's a lofty goal, right? And that's okay, because those goals are what you're trying to, you know, achieve. And who's to set such a subjective thing if you ever become the best in the world at something or not. But man, for those people that try to become the best in the world at something, even if they, you know, are in the top 10% of their field, they're killing it, right? And they're doing really, really good things. But you have to figure out what that one thing is that you can become fascinated with, that makes work feel like fun, that makes work feel like a hobby. And then your career, your days, your life becomes a lot more enjoyable, because what you find enjoyment in is the same thing that you do for a living. And that's very rare. Many people go to work and they can't wait to leave. So if you can match that up, man, you set yourself up for serious success in the future, not just monetarily, but also from a standpoint of career satisfaction and just overall health and wellness, where you enjoy your day-to-day much more than the average person. So I hope you, get something from this response. I hope it wasn't too vague with the response, but thank you so much for asking the question. Guys, as always, like I said, if you have a question for me, you can email me. It's danny@athletespotential.com. I always try to answer and respond and get back to you guys as quickly as I can. And I appreciate the fact that you're willing to reach out to me. So thank you so much. Take care.